You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We also talked about, and people question whether this was something that can actually happen, people puking up poop.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It happens, yeah.
Yeah, and it does. And this woman said, I have to tell you, my husband was rushed to emergency. They thought he had a bowel blockage. Turns out he had some dead bowel. I don't ever want a dead bowel.
Oh, God.
No, you don't. So it twists up. Like, same thing. What's that called in dogs and horses?
Twisted bowel? Like, what's
they get like...
Their stomach twists up. I know what you're talking about.
Jeez.
It's called something, though?
Yeah. It's,
torsion?
Gastric torsion?
It's something, yeah, but I always thought there was like a little, like a term for it. Bloat?
Jesus Christ.
But so anyway, this guy had some dead bowel. They gave him the contrast to drink for a CAT scan, and he threw up, and there was poop in the vomit. Mm. So you don't have to eat poop to throw it up, she said. She wanted to make sure you
know. Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah, I figured there's stuff wrong.
While we're in learn mode,
activate learn mode.
Yeah, this is actually a positive thing. I was like, this is a Dave fact. I read it yesterday. I learned this.
Fact for Dave.
Yeah, I got a fact for Dave. I was like, Dolly Parton, at the beginning of her meetings, would start them off by saying, you have 1 minute to look at my boobs. So then we can just get right to the meeting after that.
Timer set.
I was like, that's the most Dave fact I've ever
heard. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So she knew like right off the bat.
Well, she's
from the beginning.
How could you not?
She gave him 60 seconds to just look at him.
It's like, sounds like a Dolly Parton thing.
Dolly Parton, the more I learn about her, and I didn't know much about her, you know, she was just kind of always there, but like, the more I learn about her, she is just boss.
Did you look up Dolly Parton facts?
Well, I was just looking up facts, and I came across it in the fact mine.
Yeah. You never know, Lise, when you're smacking your fact pick around, what you're going to break a chunk off.
That's it, right here. Dolly Parton used to stop business meetings for a minute so that men could stare at her boobs.
Mm-hmm.
She understands that everyone wants to look at her bulging bosoms, and in a bid to stop potential clients from spending her whole pitch gazing at her chest, she'd kick off the meetings by giving them 60 seconds to get their fix before they had to give her then their full attention.
Yeah.
That's such a man...
That was a different time.
Like a different time. Yeah. Huh?
That was just what she had to do to be a legitimate business lady. It's a really sad thing.
It really is.
But I had assumed she was saying it in like a joking manner. It wasn't like she's just like a
she's funny
lady.
Yeah, like she's funny like that.
Yeah.
But the more I learn about her, like she's just such a boss about everything.
This is her quote. Everyone wants to look. I always understood guys want to look at my boobs. I would say in a business meeting, I'll give you a minute to look at these. But then I want you to listen to what I have to say because I'm here to make money for all of us.
It's just what she had to say in 1981.
Right. I mean, she was coming
we've
up.
Never
in this.
Done this. What do you think Dolly Parton is worth?
A lot, probably.
Oh my God, dude! Yeah.
She wrote her own song.
She's got her own theme.
She's got her own theme park.
You think it's 80 million, or do you think
it's like 300
million?
You think
it's like 300? 100 million.
Yeah, I bet she's like 100 million.
500 million.
Half a billion.
Good for her.
Damn, Dolly.
Damn, Dolly. A drunk history about her, and like she had this manager guy who was like total douche, and like she ended up writing "I'll Always Love You" for him. And came and sang it to him as he was dying. She, like, gave him a bunch of money, even though he had screwed her over. Like, Dolly Parton's a goddamn saint.
Yeah.
When you think about her.
And she's a good businesswoman, too.
She's smart.
She's made some smart decisions.
But she's always done it with a heart. Like, I love me some Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I'm glad you're on board.
The thing down below says she has $600 million,
though. They just don't even know. Probably got $100 million of them underneath her breast.
She's 4'11", too. She's a tiny
thing.
She's so tiny.
She's a little thing. Well, and now this one says it's actually so large no one can put a real cap on it.
Wow.
Man.
For her.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder how much she gets from that theme park. Like, I wonder what her cut is.
I loved her in 9 to 5.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't even know she wrote "I'll Always Love You."
She wrote a lot of big, big songs.
Dude, she's like a genius. Mm-hmm. And like, she was always cool to like everybody. Like, she never screwed anybody over. She'd get screwed over and then still be cool.
Yeah. So funny.
And she's in her 70s and still touring and still making appearances at the theme park. And, like, she's not giving up yet.
Between Dave and then, like, knowing everything I know now about Dolly Parton, I'm like, that lady is a rock star, dude.
Yeah.
Changed my whole Dolly Parton game.
Yeah, someone said when Dave talked to Kenny Rogers when we had him on the show, Kenny mentioned something about looking at her boobs. Yeah, he did. He said he looked at them all the time.
Kenny is just a red-blooded...
Kenny.
Come on. You can't even imagine what could be filed against Kenny.
No.
He's got a few skeletons,
They all do. All those, classic singers and performers.
Secrets behind the beard. It's sad. Like, I mean, anyone who's in entertainment before, like, 1999, even it's probably before 2013.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
When Dolly Parton told the boss off in 9 to 5, it's one of the best scenes.
I've never seen it.
No.
What's that guy's name? He was a great actor, too.
Yeah, well, I don't remember his name.
Harvey.
I need to watch 9 to 5.
Does she swear at him?
I don't remember if there was any swearing involved.
Doesn't seem like Dolly Parton would swear. But there's like these interviews where people tried to be like, do you feel bad the way you dress or whatever? And she smoked him in the interview, too. She's smart, dude.
This may be it here. Let's see.
I don't know if they're swearing.
I don't think she's going to swear.
Dabney Coleman?
Dabney Coleman, yeah.
So you've been telling everybody I'm sleeping with you, huh?
No.
Well, that explains it. That's why these people treat me like some dime store floozy.
No,
they think I'm screwing the boss.
That's not it at all.
Oh, and you just love it, don't you? Gives you some sort of cheap thrill, like knocking over fences and picking up
tables. Now, let's don't get excited.
Get your scummy hands off of me. Look, I've been straight with you from the first day I got here, and I put up with all your pinching and staring and chasing me around the desk because I need this job, but this is the last straw.
All right, now wait, let's just sit down.
Look, I got a gun out there in my purse, and up to now I've been forgiving and forgetting because of the way I was brought up, but I'll tell you one thing. If you ever say another word about me or make another indecent proposal, I'm going to get that gun of mine. And I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot. I can't do it.
I'm going to blow your dick off.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God. I'm going to blow your dick off. She said that in a country term, like a southern country term.
I love Chuck translating Dolly Parton. What an incredible thing.
I'm going to blow your dick right off.
I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen.
I'm going to blow your dick off.
Oh, sweet Dolly. Sorry.
Yankee translation.
Holy hell.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've never seen that movie. She is a boss.
Yep. Yes.
For the first 10 minutes, all I could see was her boobs.
I know.
It's terrible.
Did they look smaller there? They were just up.
I feel like you got some work done after that.
I think so.
I think they got bigger after that. You've got to do something as you get to be 70 years old to keep them the way they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess.
But she never backed down. Like, you'd think, like, man, I'm 65 years old. I got to bring them down a bit because my back. She must have just done back exercises.
She's
like
the strongest back of them all. But, yeah, she's such a boss. There's, like, an interview where they, like I said, they were trying to, like, be like, do you feel ridiculous with some of the stuff you wear? And she's like, well, I'm meant to feel ridiculous. She's like, if everybody, and she just smokes this interviewer. Dude, the interviewer's like, Dolly Parton just checkmated me.
Yeah.
I tried to gotcha Dolly Parton, and you know who got me? Dolly Parton.
Yeah, good. Pretty amazing lady.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There may be a lot of reasons why you'd move to a different state, but following your deviant heart could be one of them. A new study figured out the most popular fetish in every state.
All right.
And the results are all over the place. Some people would have to Google some of these things. Not us.
We're fine.
We know. Yeah. We've been around the fetish bush a couple of times in our lives.
Yeah.
But for the people listening to us, for example, in Michigan, the number one fetish is humiliation. That is, and that kind of shocked me.
We've heard a lot about
it. We have, but it really is.
A lot of the big wigs.
Right.
A lot of the big CEOs
and stuff. Remember that woman that was making a ton of cash by being a CEO's, like.
Mm-hmm.
True cuckolding is in that vein, right? Like humiliation.
Yes. So it's big.
We have no trouble getting those folks on the lines.
No, we don't.
In Massachusetts, you freaks are into nylons. Nothing too crazy.
We've heard it's
much crazier.
I like how they say it, the nylon.
Nylons. Yeah,
put a pair of nylons on. Actually, you know, it's crazy how much different to me like nylons are than like thigh-high stockings.
Right.
Thigh-high stockings is a million times better than a full set of nylons. Like nylons.
Yeah, you think of like old ladies.
I'm not big on nylons.
There's not like a category for that.
No, there is. There's definitely porn where people wear the full nylons where you can't see anything. It's just, I don't know.
I think they're gross. Yeah, I don't dig it.
No. I want it to be just cut off right there.
Yeah. Those little, with the garter belt things.
Yeah.
I'm all right with just a nude woman.
Sure.
That works too.
Like me, just a nude, nude chick.
In Florida, it's piercings. And I would assume like genital. Or just, do you think piercings?
Who knows, dude, everywhere.
In Rhode Island is the only state where foot fetish came in number one.
I like the feet out there.
Yeah, they love feet.
New Hampshire, we just talked about earlier this morning, sounding.
Wow.
Sounding, you people in New Hampshire are shoving stuff in your pee holes like crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, don't move there.
You New Hampshire folks
New
are nuts.
Hampshire. Imagine you moving to New Hampshire. Every chick that you meet on like Tinder is trying to shove something down you.
She's like, yeah, so this is what you want, right? I'm going to take this hamster. We're going to do the
other. Oh my God.
No. I'm from Michigan.
Just say it right off the bat.
I just want to be humiliated. Just humiliate me. Just make fun of my penis. Jesus.
How small it is. Can't shove a drink stirrer in
simpler
there.
That way.
Oh, man.
A lot easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Stirring the drink. Sure.
Ooh, Andy. Yeah.
That got you.
I just imagined it in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Missouri used underwear.
Oh, Missouri.
Come on, Missouri.
Jesus.
That's the top fetish in Missouri, used underwear.
At least if you're going to do that, you know who to target. You get on that old Facebook.
Right. If you're selling your panties,
get on Facebook and target them.
Missouri.
Missouri's a scary place. Oh, boy. Branson's there.
Armpit won two states.
Alaska?
Nevada.
Nevada?
And Indiana.
Well,
Indiana. They have ripe pits there. Arizona's hot. So maybe that's why, too.
Arizona.
They have ripe pits there as well. Indiana.
I said Nevada.
Nevada.
Also
that's hot.
Yeah, but isn't Indiana the other one?
Indiana. You said Arizona.
You said Arizona.
Oh, see, my brain's gone.
I know.
That's all right.
There's no need.
Let's go through some of the other ones here that stick out. What's that?
What?
Here, I will. That's crazy. Yoni egg? Is that something you put in your vag or something?
Is that that thing?
Is that that Jell-O egg? You remember that, like, alien thing that
shoots Alaska.
Eggs?
Alaska is the top thing is yoni egg.
Guess we do need to use the Google.
It's the jade egg. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
See, I thought it was one of those horrifying...
Someone said it comes up poop. Oh, no, goop. Okay, for real.
Yeah, it was on goop. Yeah, because it was on goop.
I'm like, people are pooping them out? No, that's right. That was the egg on goop, that's what
that's
that is.
Gone.
Yeah. And number two there is...
Yes.
Fisting.
My word.
So they're about loosening it up.
Where?
Tightening it up. Alaska. Don't move there.
In California, it's wax play.
So that's where you just cover yourself in wax or burn yourself with wax?
Yeah.
Some people will.
It's like something from the 80s.
Like the Ricky Martin video.
Yeah, you can like...
That's never what I would have thought of, but James, sure, okay.
Well, I think a lot of it now, too, is like they'll put someone on their hands and knees and put like candles like themselves just like all this over their back.
Oh, and let it drip.
and you have to stand still. Yeah, see that?
Look, it's
and
all it's over just her like ass.
All over you.
Seems like it'd be so messy and just a pain in the ass, literally.
Yeah, you don't want all this stuff.
Look at that guy's just covered in it's extreme wax play.
That's I can never get into this. I would be just
my reaction to it would just like it would turn you right off because I'd be like
you know what's funny? I don't think it hurts. I don't think it hurts.
Oh, I think it would hurt for a second.
Real hot wax?
Oh, come on. You've never compared had hot wax fall on you?
I can't say that.
If this were a court of law, then I would not perjure myself.
Yeah, but I mean, like, to me, the you know, there's many more things that would hurt worse, but the fact that a big clump of wax would, like, dry on my chest hair.
On your hair. Oh, that'd be bad for you. That's what I'm saying. So messy. Like,
I can't do anything like this.
Can you imagine trying to get...
I'd have to shave my entire body
wax
first.
Out of your ass hair? Jesus.
I can't imagine that.
Jesus. That would take you forever.
And it's no fun.
It is.
It's exactly where I'd get waxed.
Unless you did it like that guy in that photo all on his head.
Yeah, that's the only place I can right. get it done is just put a candle on top of my head like a birthday candle. I've got like the number five on top of my head and it's just melting down.
The number five? It's
like a birthday candle?
Yeah, like put it right on top. It can't be too big if it goes...
Group sex was the only one that had multiple states, like the most multiple states. And that is Iowa, Nebraska, New Jersey, and Delaware.
Can you imagine group sex in Nebraska? Nebraska and Iowa.
Iowa.
Iowa group sex.
Iowa Those three words together.
That's like a band.
Welcome, Iowa group sex!
We're going to need a bigger room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We're going to need a bigger room. Everybody got their camo?
In Georgia, it's hair fetish.
Georgia and the hair fetish. Hair fetish.
I wonder if they like smelling the girl's hair and...
That's what it is?
Or is it just a gigantic bush? What is it?
Oh, I never thought
about
it.
It has to be more than smelling hair. That's pretty lame.
Because I love smelling hair, but I'm not. It's not my fetish.
They'll do stuff to it, at least. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but they'll...
Why wouldn't we want to get into it? That's what we do
here. Clump it up and bang it.
Oh, but it... Yeah.
Clump it up and bang
that's it. Literally having sex with somebody's hair.
I can tell you.
Really? Yeah,
I really, you hate to see it.
I don't think I've heard of that.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it. But you clump it up and bang it.
Boy, do you hate to see it.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Well, here's an article. My boyfriend's hair fetish is tearing me apart.
Yeah, it's tearing me apart. He keeps clumping up my hair and banging it.
It's just too much.
There is something, like, great hair is amazing. Yeah, but like great real hair, like a lot of people try and pretend they have great hair and it's like, you know, things sewn into it and whatnot.
Attached.
But grabbing it and clumping it up and banging it, I just don't understand.
That's a crazy thing. And there's like always, like girls try so hard to keep up with their dude's crazy fetishes. Yeah. Like
well, they love a guy. They love him with all his faults.
It's just like... And because society's gotten so much like more sexual and crazy, like girls are like, okay, what do you just, you want to bang my feet? Do you want to burn me? What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They're like, ask you or whatever.
Is that a porn category too? Hair thing?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, if it's a fetish, it's got to be a porn category. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
No, I don't want to. Yeah. Do you really? What are we calling
The hair thing?
I think there's a lot of like hair teasing probably where they're teasing your parts with it. But then also just flat out.
Oh,
what?
Ooh. Just the description of that video was real.
My God. Ooh, yeah.
That's
let me know when you find what you're looking for.
There's one right there.
No,
down one below. One below.
Just getting peed in her hair.
Yeah, that's different. It's a couple.
Oh, okay.
But what about the one below it right there? Yeah, like
with the Russian?
See what he's doing?
Russian hair job.
Yeah, they call that a Russian hair job.
Oh, my God.
Russian hair job. Yeah, so Lisa, he's surrounding his dong with her hair and yeah.
What is the one down to the right?
This one?
Down to the right.
Oh, that's a lesbian hair
job. Oh, that's a lesbian hair attack.
Oh, okay.
Lesbian hair attack.
What's up with that, like, mannequin thing?
Where?
The hair fetish party.
What's a mannequin?
To the left, up top.
Oh, top to the left.
Well, that's a human.
Oh, oh boy.
That's
that was,
a human.
No, a mannequin. There was a mannequin.
Oh, was there a mannequin?
I thought.
I think it was a woman hanging upside down.
Is yeah, it's what? A woman hanging upside
yeah.
down.
No, that was real.
No,
was
no,
real.
No, no, no. Go
no,
to
they're
the
all real people. They're all real
like
people.
That.
Oh, okay. That is
that's
a mannequin.
What I'm saying.
Okay, all right. In the background.
I know yeah. real people.
Yeah. I was holding the wig.
I know what real yeah, people yeah. look like, guys.
Yes.
Oh, the wig was just hanging out on
yeah,
the
Russian hair job is.
I gotta be honest. There's gotta be worse. I mean, it doesn't.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there is, but yeah, that's good.
It seems good.
I just tried to find, I'm not too freaking. I tried to find some place I get nice Russian hair jobs.
Yes.
Place.
There's a lot of people into peeing on hair.
Mm.
So that's like thing. Water play slash hair. Like you, it's two things in one.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't. I'm. Hair is, I guess, way down on my list of things that I would want to do anything to.
Yeah. Me too.
I can't
because
imagine,
I don't
like,
think it would feel good.
A lot of people just can't stand hair.
Yeah, I know. I like Jade, who works with us. She thinks hair is the grossest thing, like any sort of hair.
That's
if she
hair?
Gets hair on her brush or if she gets hair, she has like a phobia of hair. Like,
oh. I just watched an Ellen clip or something where someone was like, oh, the guy from Blade Runner.
Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
So he was on there. You know, I spent a lot of time watching Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
And she asked him what is creeps him out or whatever. And he was like, well, you know, like your hair yeah. and how beautiful it is or whatever. He's like, but if one strand fell down beside me, I'd be absolutely mortified.
I'm just glad wow. I don't what have any of these fetishes. I kind of feel for fetish people because it seems like a lot to, you know, you go out to dinner.
It's a lot.
And then you go home. And
I'm
then,
so glad mine are all mild.
Yeah, my yes. I mean, like, I, you know, mild stuff.
Yeah,
like.
Mm-hmm. Real mild, real mild easy stuff. To please.
Yeah, just you be know. Nude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be
look
nude.
Real good and, you know, maybe paint your toes for me or something.
See, yeah, that's there nice. You
know. Kentucky's yeah. into scene play. Is that like...
Scene?
What is scene... Is role play? Is that what they mean?
I would assume it's some kind of role play, unless there's some other, maybe
now,
it's more
niche.
Now,
you be Michael Douglas, and I'm going to be Alec Baldwin, all right? And we're going to do
a movie scene. They only pick movie scenes.
It doesn't even really come up. It says scene play, though.
They have to mean...
Kinky scene play tutorial.
Role play.
Is this what it is?
Oh,
again, no, I'm not listening to God knows yeah. what she says.
You come out, you sing the Oompa Loompa song, and I'm going to be Willy Wonka coming in on the
boat. Could you imagine just that last girl just showing up at her place and just being like, hey, whatever you want to do to me.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm assuming I'm dead.
Voice-changing technology, Anonymous, you're going to back up what Michigan's top fetish is, humiliation.
Oh, prepare to pay for this one.
Oh, oh no.
Got some tanks on the horizon there. Wow. They're coming up that hill. We got several infantry
men. Your tanks
men on
are
the,
so small.
On the
your
right.
tanks are tiny.
You want to make fun of them?
You got little tiny tanks.
Tiny tanks.
Crappy soldiers.
You got your micro tanks out, I see. Look at them tiny little.
Yeah.
Humiliating.
Little tanks. I say we pig.
Prepare to pig.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
So, are you into this humiliation stuff?
Well, here's the thing. My online community, I have a lot of strange individuals, okay?
Right.
So I have been contacted by several of them who want to pay me money to blackmail them as they take these photographs doing the most godforsaken things to themselves you've ever seen in your life. Like stapling their testicles to their stomachs and dressing up as women.
Your stomach.
They give me the contact information of their parents, their children, their employers, with videos and photographs, and on a weekly basis, deposit money into an account. And every now and then, just to prove that I'm for real, I have to slip some of these people some of these photographs.
Oh, my God. So they get off on the getting caught a little bit.
Exactly. I don't even know if what I'm doing is legal.
Well, I mean, I guess I think it is because they're fine
well,
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you'd probably legally, you'd probably have to have them sign something saying that they were aware and they're paying you to do this, right? Because if they come after you, they can't take your word saying, oh, he wanted me to send those photos.
Exactly. So everything is all done through text. I don't speak directly to anybody and I save everything.
Okay, how much are you making blackmailing these freaks?
I make per week $200 per freak.
And how many freaks you got on the go?
I've got 7 or 8 now.
So yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
You make a nice living with freaks.
Yeah, freaks. If you can tie into freaks.
Dude, if you get that freak
dollar.
You get
the freak money.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs freak money.
It's a strange new world, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I bet.
All right, thanks I for bet. Calling in.
Jesus.
Freak money, bitches.
I just tell my jokes.
Here's know. Someone that's into the armpits.
There's the scene stuff is about ropes.
Oh, so ropes. They set up, like, is that where they tie
it's
them up?
It's a Japanese here? Rope fetish called
How
scene.
Did that take off in Kentucky?
What do you do with ropes?
Well, you know, Floyd brought down the video because he had him and the wife went over here to Tokyo.
How did a Japanese rope fetish called scene take off in Kentucky? That doesn't make sense.
Weird. One person yeah. from Kentucky went there and came back with it.
Yeah. He's like, hey, we got tons of rope lying around.
Gather one, gather all. I got something to show y'all. Look at this here.
Get in here.
That's how they're having sex in Japan. They tie themselves up with just their nipples poking out of the ropes. Look at that. I also brought back coronavirus.
Yeah. I brought back coronavirus as well. And just some amazing sushi ideas, too. But...
rope sex, y'all!
Listen, I think, I don't know why I think this, but I think some of that rope stuff is incredibly cool, but I think it takes like 7 hours to tie someone up, and you're not even getting it. Like, you don't get anything out of it. So, like, what is, like... the artistic side of it, I'm like, if I saw like a still photo of someone all like tied up, I'm like, wow, that's
but are they
really...
like tied up and then open for business?
I don't know.
In Mississippi, it's sports gear. So like, I just like dress like a hockey player.
Yes, yeah, that's what you do.
It's Mississippi's not they're crazy.
I would assume it's yoga pants.
Sports you think that's only not gear? Hockey? That's like it's, fitness wear. That's not well, sports, that sports
I bet
gear.
They're just throwing it all together.
I like a woman in a cup.
Someone did say that Toyota's headquarters is in Kentucky, so maybe. Seems like a bit of a stretch, but Veronica on a regular line is in Boston. Hi, Veronica. Talking about the most common fetishes in each state, and you wanted to chime in here for a second.
Yeah, I'm an online gamer, and there's this group community that's online, and people pretty much sync their sex toys over the there's like an app on the phone, and you can sync sex toys together and
right,
pretty
so
much
you
have
all,
online sex.
You can all diddle each other.
Oh, yeah. So you're doing that, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And put it
it's
together.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, normally
that stuff is like you buy it as a couple.
Right.
And then, like,
right.
the guy controls it for the girl. But yeah. these people are just like, I'm a girl. I go to this forum and I just put it out there so anyone can control
That's
me.
That's how antisocial they are. Yeah. They don't hook up with it.
Right.
Have human contact.
No, it's gamers. It's like severe gamers.
Severe gamers. That's what they're
Severe really. Gamers.
It
like,
is funny.
No hope gamers.
Mm-hmm.
The Kentucky thing's still getting me. Like, I went to lunch with Masahari, you know. Well, yeah. You won't believe what he told me that he's into.
What?
I kind of want to give it a go.
I got some rope lying around.
Yeah, rope stuff, man. They tying them up rope style.
Someone is claiming that sports gear is like a sexy shortcut jersey and helmet with matching undies. Well, that's just like a...
Well, that's one of them.
Like shoulder pads, like...
Yeah, so like the lingerie football league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll just like that.
Seems pretty lame as a fetish.
It does, as a whole fetish.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Okay, so suits is number one in Tennessee.
So you get in a suit?
The South.
And that's not that suit thing that we just watched, right? Like the skin suit?
It sounds like it's
that kind of business suit. Not a business suit. Like
business suits. Like
seems
you just,
business suits.
Because Tennessee, they don't see anyone
in
a suit.
Put in suit fetish. Because a lot of these things have a name that you think is like, oh, well, it's yeah, we think of a suit. And then they're like, no, actually, it stands for something.
This sex writer explains her suit fetish.
Mm.
What is it that makes men want to wear expensive tailored suits while they fool around?
Okay, so there is like a weird.
I like the.
What
is
their suitfetish.net?
Fancy effing. That makes sense in Tennessee. Because think about it. In Tennessee, how many people wear suits? So that is like something fancy.
Yeah.
There's one guy.
I want to have.
Is it dudes with each other?
No, I would assume that you wear a suit to bang your lady.
Get my sexy.
The women are into sexy suits.
Go to that fetish community
I don't
there.
I don't know. Suit. Yeah, fancy effing. Get my sex and
say
tux
out.
New. I need my sex and touch.
Best friends. Man who love.
I don't know what just happened.
Suits.
There. Suits. I don't know. What to, something happened wrong. It won't let me go
oh
there.
Oh, God. What's a lot of things are look like this? Downloading a bunch of secret. We got one. Somebody click on the suit fetish.
A site for men who are sexually stimulated by wearing a suit, shirt, and tie.
Oh, right, that's the last thing.
That is a boner killer to me.
That is weird. Mm-hmm. There's a whole site. Formal just, fetish.
Yeah.
Yep. Young gay submissives. That's I have a feeling that the suit thing is a
whoa!
Bit. What happened? What I missed?
You want to see?
Yeah. All right, what
here,
I missed?
Here you go. He's ready for the meeting.
There you go, Chuck.
I'm ready for the meeting.
That guy really likes wearing a suit.
Yeah, that's how. Yeah. Oh boy, look at this. Jeez. Yeah. So this is. I was wondering because what?
Tennessee.
Exactly.
Oh my really? Sweet God! What's yeah. happening?
Cheesy beads. The meeting went wrong.
Yeah, it's Tennessee, all right.
Mm.
Oh boy,
man. A lot of cages, a lot of dong cages.
Yeah.
So it looks like it almost combines like S&M or like.
What is that? He made
my
his.
My goodness gracious.
It's like a Darth Vader helmet for his
yeah.
legs.
It's like his dong's half Vader. His dong's more machine now than man.
It's weird. Super just, weird. Yeah.
But so that's why I'm wondering if Tennessee, because I do think that there's a lot of that in Tennessee.
Now, like Megan. Hey, Megan, we're talking about each state's most common fetishes. In Michigan, it's humiliation, and you can relate to that.
Yeah, so I'm a professional sub. I've been doing it for a couple years, and I've been with guys from, like, California. I have an online Dominic who's, like, in Scotland. And anybody who's from outside of Michigan, I've never experienced at all, and in Michigan, all the guys that are kind of doms are always like, oh, is it big enough? Oh, how do you like it? And I'm like, that's not my job as a sub to sit there and be like, yeah, you know, it's huge. Like, I don't want to sit there and do that. But, like, guys in Michigan definitely want you to be like, to recognize, like, the size of their junk. It's weird.
Subbing in Michigan ain't easy.
I guess not.
No, not at all.
Okay, how much you taking in as a professional sub, if you don't mind us asking? So we're always curious about that.
It just really depends. Like, I've sold picks for $400. I've done sugar baby sub work where, like, I've gotten $10,000. It just really depends on, like, where you're looking and what you're needing. So...
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things, I guess, to me. I thought, like, I didn't know you'd ever have to pay for a sub.
A sub prostitution? Like, that's what that is, right?
I would assume. Well,
a professional sub is a professional submissive person.
Right.
Sexually.
Sexually.
Yes.
I would assume, yeah.
Unless she's just doing pictures and things and subby kind
so of. So she's, they're rich. Telling her to do stuff, she's sending them pics of it, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not spending $10,000 unless I'm going all the way.
If you're going to be a real sub, then you gotta get...
Okay.
Lick those boots.
As we talk about the most common fetishes in each state, balloons comes up in Pennsylvania. The balloon fetish.
Oh, man.
Oklahoma impact play. Squeeze me?
Impact.
I don't know. See, I thought we knew all these.
I know. Right? I'm kind of ashamed. Like, we hang our heads.
Thinking about is kicking each other in nuts.
Oklahoma.
It's a human sexual practice in which one person, the bottom, is struck by another person for the gratification of either or both parties, which may or may not be sexual in nature.
Also, it's just hitting.
It's considered a form of BDSM. So it doesn't even have to be sexual. It just means like, hey, you mind hitting me a couple times?
Well, there's a lot of BDSM is that. It's not a sexual thing. It's just, you know, they got those whips. And
they get punched in.
Yeah. Or they just those sticks, you know, like caning. They do a lot of caning. It's not. They're just hitting you in the side and stuff. They're not like, it's not sexual. It's just beating you.
Mm. Glad I don't dig that.
Vermont's top fetish is edging, which is getting close, but not.
It's like slow stuff.
For like hours and hours and hours, you like almost...
What else are you going to do?
I'll be honest, right? It's not bad.
There is a payoff. If you've got the patience, it's a patient man's
game.
No,
I mean, just the porn is is well done most of the time.
I don't know if I've ever watched edging porn.
That's well, we know what Andy's going to be doing today.
Well, I'll send you some links.
Very cool.
Okay, weird.
It's getting weird at all.
Yeah. I'll send you all some links.
Thank you.
And gagging in Washington.
D.C. or state?
State. D.C. would have made more sense to me.
Yeah.
In D.C., it's S&M.
Yeah, because those freaks.
Yeah,
you know,
that's all. Just
political.
Yeah.
Freaking tie us up and beat us.
I want to murder you.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. And bondage in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, you know. But the armpit fetish, does that mean you are banging that pit?
You could bang the pit.
I think you bang it. I think you're like, smell it.
Lick it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's everything about it, you know. It's everything you can do to it.
Touch it.
So Nevada and Indiana, if you go there, keep in mind they may want to bang your armpits.
Hmm.
You keep that in mind.
Keep it in mind.
That'd be funny if somebody, we send somebody there and they're like, don't even think about having sex with my armpits, you Nevada weirdos.
Yeah. Shoot.
And they're like, what?
Well, they said it on David Chuck the Freak. Y'all want to bang my pits.
They don't lie.
Not today.
Not today. I see you looking at my pits like you want to have sex with them.
Oh, man. You get away. Speaking of fetishes, a home in the Fort Myers area was targeted by, I believe, a foot fetish person.
Oh.
They broke into a home in Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
And all they took was shoes.
Yeah.
There's a little, like, Ring doorbell cam. This guy who pulls up on one of those, like... like big guy, big wheels.
Yeah, I want to see who took it.
You know,
like I'm like okay. At big first, guy, I was
you
like,
know, like, look, right?
Yeah,
well, yeah, trike.
Looks younger.
This happened at a home on Chapman Boulevard. The suspect broke in, but all he took was a single pair of shoes. This was in Charlotte County.
Lady shoes or fellow shoes?
They don't say. Wow. I assume ladies' shoes, but you never know. A guy riding that trike could be into men's shoes.
I mean, or he's got like one of them real top dollar Yeezys or whatever the hell.
Well, see, that was the only other thing I was thinking. Like, if you broke into the right person's home, you could steal some shoes that are very expensive.
Look, can you see?
Oh, he puts them under his arm.
Oh, then he puts them in his back basket on his trike.
I can't tell.
Look like guy shoes.
It is a weird. Oh no, not his little trike, and he's off.
And he's gone.
There he goes.
He's just down the street in his trike.
I just imagine ring ring.
It's got a basket. It's got to have a little bell. Bring bring.
He doesn't look like he's the kind of guy who's going to sell shoes on the open market.
No,
I think he just smelled something he liked.
Yeah,
he walked in very. He knew what he was, what he wanted, what he was going for.
Yeah, you're right. And he would have. I don't know. Like, was the door open? I don't. It's weird.
How did he get in? He just walked in.
Weird situation. He literally that took the whole video from start to finish is 45 seconds.
That is
of him pulling up in his trike, getting off, going inside, stealing shoes, coming back, putting them in the basket, and leaving.
That's why I got to stop making my adult big wheel.
What a weird thing to just like have some guy like watching you. Like he's like, I want that person's shoes.
Trying to see if we can see what kind of shoes.
They look,
I don't just know. Look like almost running shoes, didn't they?
Or like sandals?
Did he have another pair of shoes in the back already?
Like he went
to some other house?
He's going house to house?
Shoes? He just goes around and takes
shoes. He's going house to house.
Those look like sandals.
They're
flip-flops. They're flip-flops.
He's a flop stealer.
He's stealing flip-flops.
You dirty flop
stealer.
Well,
you know
what,
though? Nothing stinks more than a pair of flops.
That's true. That's how you get them.
If you want the real smell.
Mm-hmm. Look at this. Look, you
think they are.
See
I think
the
they're
flops.
Black flops.
That when he turns right here.
Although they may be ladies. They got looks like they got something on the front of them.
Uh-huh. You just put them right in his trike basket.
Just go to a yoga studio. He could steal tons of shoes.
Yeah, don't give him any ideas,
well,
Lise.
He's probably headed there on his tricycle right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
As we deal with this coronavirus outbreak, speaking of flying, by the way, I think someone flew in to Massachusetts yesterday to Boston Logan, and they wanted to screen them. They had symptoms. They wanted to screen them, and they said no. They're like, too bad, and they took off. I believe we should be able to just quarantine them.
I agree with you.
You want to be in the United States? Well, you're going to hospital.
I don't think it's a lot. I don't always think it's an option. I think somebody might have mishandled that. I don't think it's always an option. There's people that
I didn't think it was an option.
They detain you sometimes with certain things.
I mean, they had detained a whole group of people somewhere else. They put them... They came right from Wuhan, though.
Yeah, the CDC, they have a right to detain you.
They'll lock you right in a room and let you die.
They will.
That's their job. That's their job.
That's what they do.
Scary to fly right now.
Yeah, it is.
Can't wait to fly.
Well, if this is the same one, now they say the passenger did not meet the criteria for coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
All safety protocols.
I don't think it's just an option, because who would be like, yeah, detain me for 5 weeks?
Remember, what was it? Was it SARS or whatever, where they were like taking everyone's temperature? Anyone who had a temperature, they're like, get in a room. You know?
Yeah. God, it's really scary.
I know, we got to kind of catch it before it goes all over the U.S., right?
I know.
Well, one diarrhea poop can just send it into the skies.
So if you're on a plane, where's the safest place to sit to try and avoid this? They say by the window.
I'm dead.
I always go wide.
Well, you know why? Because anyone can pass you by the window and touch you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Think about how many...
By the window had less contact with potentially infected people.
I'm being 100% serious. When we fly next...
You and I.
I'm wearing the mask.
No, you're not.
You are?
Are you?
Yep. I'm wearing gloves and a mask.
Gloves?
Oh, what in the hell? He's going to sit next to me. He's going to sit next to the freak. Chuck the freak.
I can't wait.
I can't, you watch. People are going to freak out.
Dream come true.
Oh, great. And I'll be beside him, and I'll have to deal with all this.
Yeah. I'm going to wear barbecue gloves.
That's it. I picked out his seat. I'm going to move him
this big.
I love that.
That's it. I'm not sitting next to you like that, Chuck.
I'm not.
I love you like a brother, but I'm not sitting next to you like that. I just don't need that hassle.
Well, he's going to wear that stuff.
Wherever you move, I'm going to go to that person and say, can I sit next to my husband? Can I sit next to my husband, please?
He's making me wear this outfit.
Yeah. I don't want to get sick. One of us has to live for our kids.
Sweet God.
One of us has to live.
Okay, so I was just reading this article about whether or not wearing a mask really protects you.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
I didn't think so.
You're more likely to get a virus by touching something contaminated like a doorknob. So the best thing you can do is just keep washing your hands as often as possible.
And I think that's what, you know, we've sent a team over there to figure out this whole thing, right? And I think they've realized, they thought that it would only, you could only get it one way, but then they realized, oh, maybe you can get it another way now. But I think someone in Australia actually was able to make the virus, which I think when you are able to make the virus yourself, you're closer to being able to figure out how to
cure it.
For those that don't wash their hands a lot, you're in trouble.
You're done.
Oh my God. Well, that'll be what kills us all. I'm not kidding.
Sure.
What kills us all will be just the fact that so many people don't wash.
People wash your hands.
Wash your damn hands.
They don't wash them.
So gross.
Just think about the airport for 1 second. How many people go in and pee, and you've seen it.
And leave.
Oh, God.
And they just walk right out because there's a couple.
I seen a guy just last week walk right out of the stall.
Yeah.
So you drop in a deuce at the airport, you're still not washing your hands.
Well, and like what they
just scream, coronavirus! Yeah. Coronavirus!
You get arrested. Oh, don't do that. Okay, you promise me you won't do that. I won't wear a mask.
All right, deal. All
right. That's extreme, Dave.
Coronavirus!
That's crazy. That's hilarious.
He just stands in the washroom.
Anyone who doesn't wash their hands.
Coronavirus!
The FBI detained Dave.
Yeah.
He had a megaphone. He took coronavirus, you dirty bastard!
He took it real serious.
He took James's megaphone and just started yelling coronavirus at people.
They had some questions.
But they say even if you your mask blocked it, the virus sticks to the mask. So when you take it off,
You touch it.
You're touching it. It just seems pretty pointless.
Dude. It seems like this one's a pretty bad one.
It's not a good one. It's a really bad one. Well, and they just, I watched documentaries on this stuff, and it's chilling because, like, the actual CDC people that are on there, they're like, basically, there are 1 kajillion diseases that
could do this.
They could just hop from animals at any point and come to us, and then we would just die.
Yeah.
Like, and then they show, like, what happened in the past, and it's like, I mean, there's been medical advances, but, like, certain things, man, like, half the population can be wiped out by stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's really crazy.
I'm trying to see if the prices for these masks sort. I know, remember I told you the friend that got a message from the airline that said, hey, you should wear a mask if you have it. Actually went out to look, went to 3 different places, and they were all sold out.
I'd wear my big painter mask.
Oh, yeah. So I found them,
gas mask.
But they can't ship. They're out of stock for a couple of weeks.
Do you think I'd be allowed to wear my Darth Vader Black Series helmet?
Yeah, that's not going to protect you from anything.
Yes, it would.
Oh, it's got a filter. The number one seller currently unavailable.
That one only has 1 star. We don't want that.
No, we don't want
that. I could put like one of those filters for your goddamn...
Oh, I like the black ones.
I have several of those because of the rappers that wear them.
Some coffee filters.
What are they?
Amigos?
Yeah, that's filters. It.
You have filters for like your furnace?
Look, Elise, you can get different colors.
Yeah, mint green, blue, pink, yellow, match your outfits.
Did you always just use a bandana too? Like you're some sort of an old-timey
like bandito?
Robber? Yeah.
Would that be as good?
I mean, if you can't find a medical mask, you know.
You want this like the healthcare particulate respiratory.
Yes, and that's honestly, that's what you need. Like you need something that's going to make sure it stops all the smallest particles, which is why I'm going full on.
No, you're not. We made a deal. I'm not going to scream coronavirus, and you're not going to wear a mask.
You should just wear like a hazmat type suit, like a cheap one from Home Depot.
You're right.
You don't put the gloves on.
Like get through security, and then take it out and put it on.
Yeah, before you board the plane.
I could probably get one of those like painter outfits.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Yeah, like the Tyvek or whatever that fabric is.
I'm doing that.
I don't know if you heard this story. There's a kid in Texas. He's a black kid. He's a high school senior. He has like long dreads. And the school has said, well, listen, you don't cut your dreadlocks, you can't attend your graduation ceremony, and you can't come back to school.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Wow.
Crazy. Mm. So Ellen had him on the show to talk about this. And here's a little bit of how this played out.
DeAndre. So I know this is weird for you because you're just like you're in a school in a small town in Texas and all of a sudden this is national news and now you're on television and I'm sure this is not easy or comfortable for you. But I want you to just relax and know that I'm here for you. And that's why you're here, because I don't understand this. They've told you that you need to cut your hair in order to return to school. You get good grades. You've never been in trouble ever. This is the first time anything has come up, and now you haven't been in school for weeks because of this situation. So, okay, when did this dress code happen that you, because you've been wearing your hair up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every day I would go to school, I would always be in dress code, but the thing with them is, if it was let down, I would be out of dress code, and this issue really escalated about after Christmas break.
So you were wearing your hair up, and that was fine, but the point was, if you let it down, it would be past your... What is it supposed to be past? It's not supposed to be past your ears?
Yeah, it can be in your face, past your ears, or touching your collar.
Okay. But are there girls in your school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and do the girls have long hair?
There's plenty of girls with long hair at my school. Like, if girls can have long hair, why can't
That's
I have
my
long
point.
Hair?
That's what I don't understand. Like...
So, of course, it is Ellen. So then she did have a surprise for him here.
Scissors?
Yeah, she cut off his hair on live television.
All the other kids.
Someone ran out.
He's a good guy.
Brought out Alicia Keys.
All right, well, I'm so happy to surprise you. And I want to tell you that I couldn't believe the story when I heard it. And I'm super proud of you for standing up for what you know is right. Mm-hmm. And I know that the school needs to do the right thing. And Ellen, you know, we called our friends at Shutterfly because we know that you're a special person and you're destined for already such greatness.
Good Shutterfly account.
Yeah, some
online pictures.
And invest in that greatness. And so we wanted to present you with a check for $20,000.
So that's going to be used towards his education, they say. The thing about, listen, Ellen does some great stuff, right? She's awesome.
Boy, they hate her in Texas, I bet.
Well, I'm sure they don't. Not a big fan of her. But, let's just say you go on her show. Like, you get a call, go on the Ellen show. Like, Ellen wants to talk to me about flying my parents to Florida. I thought I heard about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you going to give me? I'm going to get a plane or something. Yeah. Private plane, and then I don't get anything.
I know.
It was just the interview.
Most people get something.
If I went on Ellen's show and then, like, the whole interview, I'd be like, is somebody coming out, Ellen? Is somebody coming out with a check for $100,000 from Coca-Cola or something?
Ellen? Where is it?
Oh, Ellen, what are you?
Who's in the box? Where is it? Is someone in this table?
Oh my God, is Chris Evans going to come out with a check, Ellen?
Ellen?
Nope.
Thanks, Andy Green, for being here today.
I would.
You just get to dance.
Is it under the chair, Ellen?
Oh, yeah. They're like, dance. Dance. You better dance or not.
They saw your dancing video.
You're going to give me a dancing check, Ellen? You got a dancing check on down to me? Come on, that's it, Andy. Dance your way off the show.
I'll do my ninja sex pound. That's what I call that move on TikTok. Yeah, bring me. Dance my check to me, Ellen. Dance that check. Dance me.
All right, we'll see you, Andy. Thanks for being here.
Huh?
That's it.
Bye.
That's the show for today.
What?
Ellen? Can we go to commercial? Ellen?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's not going to come out and give me a chance.
Please welcome Brad Pitt.
Ellen.
Where's Brad?
Sorry, Andy.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's not going to come out with Lady Gaga and sing me a check.
I'm not going to sing you a check.
Sing me a check. Sing me a check, Ellen. Please.
No love today.
It is wild. Just going to like a Catholic school. I'm assuming he's going to a Catholic school because it's a uniform and
I didn't see a uniform.
I thought there was a dress code.
No, in those pictures,
super cool hair too.
Yeah, he does. Like I'd never cut my hair if it was that cool.
That is super
Barber
cool.
Barber High School doesn't say Catholic.
Yeah. Some schools in certain areas that have like certain dress codes.
Yeah,
this one seems unfair.
Yeah, it does.
For some reason.
But well, he's got a $20,000 scholarship out of it. It's a pretty good deal.
My best friend, he was, you'd push limits a little bit on some things. And I remember he started wearing a kilt. He started wearing the girls' kilts.
Yeah.
To school because
he wanted to cause
there was
rocks.
Like a thing where like they didn't want the girls to be able to wear shorts. Because guys wore shorts and girls were like, yeah, but we want to wear shorts from... And they're like, nah, no, And so he was like, all right, I'll fix this.
Wow.
And he started wearing a kilt. Mm-hmm. And then next year, girls could wear shorts.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's a kilt warrior.
Yeah, he is.
Got it done.
He got it done for the girls.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.